You're listening to Pocket Knife News.
That's awesome, man.
I'm your host, Aaron. Before we get started with today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the guests that we have on today's show, the Champions of San Antonio. Head over to their website, thechampionsofsa.org, to learn more about this awesome organization. We have on the show today Serena, Dante, and David. Click in our show notes if you want to head over to any of their Instagram pages, or if you want to head to the Champions of San Antonio webpage or Instagram. Be sure to follow them, Champions of SA, and support this awesome cause. Now, on with today's show.
Welcome to Pocket Knife News!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Philip.
And I'm Homer.
I'm Serena.
I'm Dante.
Come on, man.
I'm Dante.
We went over this.
That's okay. It's only episode 37, and we still haven't figured this out. Today, we have very special guests. The Champions of San Antonio are joining us here today. We have Serena, Dante, and David. Serena is a board member of this wonderful organization. She only has a short time with us here today, so we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty. Serena, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what Champions of San Antonio is?
Yes, I'm Serena Hernandez. I am co-founder of the Champions of San Antonio. It was started in 2013. It became a nonprofit in about 2014. We've been going for 2 years now. Basically, what we do is our mission is to further the education of San Antonio's youth. We do it mainly for underprivileged children and sick children. And the coolest part about it is we do it all through the use of cosplay, which is superheroes, princesses, just to better relate to the child and all that good stuff.
That's pretty awesome. What? How did you get started in the creation of this, I guess, what do you call it? Your foundation, your business, your program?
What is it considered? I wouldn't say foundation, more like organization.
Okay. So what started this? What got you down this path? And how did these two guys, Dante and David, how do they play? What role do they play in this organization?
Well, I'll let them answer that for themselves. But basically, what started it was the need for average everyday heroes to come to the rescue of these children that I've met through other activities and whatnot, just seeing the need of mentors and the need of education in their lives, just somebody that can better relate to these children so that way they can learn from it, they can better be comfortable with it and stuff like that. So that's how the whole idea came about. The costumes came about like a little bit after, but it all just made sense.
Really? So the organization wasn't based on the cosplay. So you had made this mission and then the cosplay kind of incorporated itself later in?
Not exactly. We were always doing events in cosplay, but our whole purpose for the organization really didn't come about until we became an actual nonprofit. We would just go to random events, community events. We did promotional events just in costume throughout the city. And like I said, it just came about of our real purpose of why we should be doing it. So we have a clearer path of our mission. So
you're one of the original board members, right?
Yes, I am one of the original board members. I co-founded this organization. I've been here through hell and back with it.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Dante, yeah. What role do you play in this organization?
I am a cosplayer. I dress up mainly Spider-Man, Black Panther, things like that. I'm just there to, you know, lend, you know, support as best to my abilities with the Champions, put a smile on every child's face, even adults as well.
So you're just like an active member of the group.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are there to take part whenever. So whenever the signal goes up, you come.
Basically. Yep. Basically, whenever we have an event, you know, they can give me a call and say, hey, Dante, are you available? And I'm over there. I'm there.
That's it. So how long have you been a part of the group?
It hasn't even been a year yet. I moved here about 2 years ago, and I kind of stumbled upon the Champions at a free comic book day at a comic book store, and that was last year. It'd be a year, I think, in July, I believe.
Right on. David.
I'm here.
You looked frozen. I was worried. David, what role do you play for Champions of San Antonio?
Well, I, like Dante and Serena, I dress up and attend a lot of the events, but I'm also I create a lot of the social media posts and things like that. Just build things I'm interested in. And I do some visual and graphic design, making and doing photo edits and stuff like that. We're hoping to do videos soon.
That's a challenging spot to be in.
Yeah, I'll be doing some of that. One of my ideas actually involves Dante, like a Spider-Man Deadpool kind of goofy duo. So that's kind of what we do. Serena and I and Dante just brainstorm and come up with fun stuff to do that helps out our entire marketing team.
Yeah.
Now you don't live actually in San Antonio though, right, David?
No, I live in Del Rio, so about 2.5 hours west of San Antonio.
So you make that commute to San Antonio for all of these events?
Yeah. My girlfriend and I actually go out there a couple times a month. But it's a nice drive. Listen to an audiobook or two and some podcasts.
No, I have 2 kids, man. And that sounds like a horrible drive to make twice a month.
Well, I can imagine with 2 kids, it sucks. It's just karaoke and
and goofing off.
A lot of karaoke.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with some car karaoke, that's for sure. So, Serena, your most popular that you like to cosplay as is?
Mine, of course, is Wonder Woman. I'm known by doing Wonder Woman. People sometimes call me Wonder Woman, not by my actual name.
That makes sense. I mean, you're kind of at the forefront. Like, if you head to the Champions of San Antonio Instagram, it's kind of riddled with these Wonder Woman photos. And you have one variation of that Wonder Woman costume that's not typical Wonder Woman colors.
Yes, it is my breast cancer awareness Wonder Woman.
I saw that and I thought that was pretty sweet, man. Or woman.
A different Wonder Woman cosplay. So this year it's actually going to be Wonder Woman War.
Wonder Woman what?
Wonder Woman War. I don't know.
The animated feature?
Yes, the animated feature. It's not really in the comics, which is really weird. So that's why I just call it.
It is weird because that's one of like the best renditions of her.
It is.
And I'm pretty, they've held like a variation of that rendition like in the movie since too. I just watched that Justice League Dark the other day and it looks very similar to that Wonder Woman in Justice League War.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. Dante, you're Black Panther Spider-Man.
Yes.
David, which characters do you
do Batman and Deadpool, a couple different roles. I have a Captain America Punisher hybrid.
No, I have not seen that one.
A couple others that I don't really. The first event I ever did with the Champions, I wore Red Hood.
The Red Hood?
Yeah.
What kind? Well, like full metal helmet?
No. I don't know the material. It's basically like a hard plastic helmet.
Right, like a motorcycle helmet style, though.
Almost. It was more form fitting, so it was like the size of my head. Right. With like foam chest piece and jacket and all that stuff.
Sweet.
But I haven't worn that since.
Why, man? That sounds awesome. Batman. I've seen the Deadpool. I've seen the reverse Deadpool.
I might bring it back. I might bring it back for a couple events this year.
Oh yeah.
I got to get my helmet back from Patrick. Our Flash has my Red Hood helmet.
So, oh, no.
And he's extremely slow in getting that back.
So between aside from the three of you, how many active members do you have in the organization?
Right now we have a total of 35 members, but 20 active members who actually go out to events. We all go through an application process where we, you know, fill out an application. We are all interviewed, and then we also go through a background check as well. Right now we're currently looking for more active members. If you are interested, you can hit us up with an email to our HR department. That's apply@theSanAntonioofSA.org, and our HR team will definitely get you an application to fill out.
It's apply at. Champions.
Yeah, apply at the champion. I'm sorry. Yeah,
we got it. That's just podcast brain. It's all right, man. We'll edit the link when we put it in the show.
It's all right.
So 35 members, 20 active. Do you have any issue with like character overlap?
Yeah.
We have once. I was a part of that before.
Yeah, like
it was with the Spider-Man, wasn't it?
With Spider-Man and also with Nightwing. One of our members, he was Peter Parker, and I normally do Miles Morales, and I came in as Miles Morales, and he was Peter Parker, and so we just kind of like played off of that. And then at the same day at another event, I was another member was Nightwing, and I came in as in my version of Nightwing, so we kind of just spun it as Earth 1 and Earth 2 Nightwing. And...
Nice. Yeah, we really don't have a problem with that, because actually it's really good that when we have double characters, because if we're double booked on one day, we can just be all like, hey, Spider-Man, go to this like event, and then the other Spider-Man go to the other event.
Yeah.
But
right on.
Yeah, we really don't have double characters at one single event at a time, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Gotcha. How many events do you do like on a monthly basis, you think?
We're pretty much busy every weekend doing charity events and stuff like that. Our busiest time actually is the holidays, November through December. Mm. That's when we're very busy. In December, we work avidly with SAPD, and we do this whole toy run where we go to each children's hospital in San Antonio delivering gifts with the police officers and actually like bikers as well. So it's a really cool experience.
Now I've seen through the social medias and stuff, you guys do visits with like children in the hospital too. Can you talk a little bit about like how long you've been doing that specific type of thing? And I mean, I assume that's an extremely rewarding situation to be in. If you want to speak a little bit about on that.
Yes. We do a lot of hospital visits. We try to do one every month. It's very rewarding just to see a child that has gone through so much, see their favorite character and just light up with joy. And we've gotten parents come up to us and just thanking us and telling us, you know, my child hasn't smiled in 2 weeks until you came and visited them. Like with just overwhelmed with joy and all that. We do our regular hospital visits, but then we do get calls every now and then for children that are terminal.
Yeah.
And their last wish is to meet Superman. So we grab our Superman or whoever character that they want, and we send them to the hospital just to spend those last few moments with the child. And stuff like that. We can't show those videos, of course, since it's confidentiality, but we do get calls every now and then about that as well.
No, I mean, just the little that you see on social media, I mean, that looks like an insane thing to be a part of, and I mean, that's doing some good work right there.
It's very rewarding. Like, David and Dante, they go to almost every hospital visit that we have, and David usually goes as Batman, and the kids like freak out. Mm. Dante goes as Spider-Man, they freak out, you know.
That's awesome. That's real cool.
Yeah, the staff gets a kick out of it too.
I mean, what kid doesn't want to meet Batman or Spider-Man? I mean, sick or not, like that just seems like an insane thing to be a part of. Like, the age that I guess we grew up in, yeah, like cosplay and costume wasn't something that was around.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I mean, I think I met. Yeah, man, I met Power Rangers once when I was a kid, but that's because I lived in Hawaii. We were, you know, 10 minutes away from Japan. But aside from that, I don't have any memories of anything like that. So,
well,
that's totally awesome, man.
I'm glad that I have a mask on, because sometimes I cry under my mask. So I'm really glad I have it. I see some kids.
Something to hide, yeah.
Hide those tears.
Yeah, the mask definitely helped.
I mean, I guess aside from holding back tears sometimes, what other kind of challenges do you guys face in running this organization?
From the whole, I guess, running of it point of view, a lot of challenges. Very stressful. We constantly have to just be watching our backs with our members, with just the whole organization as a whole, trying to always make sure it's running properly. Our guys are always in check and all that, because the one time that we make someone mad, it can really look bad on us.
Mm-hmm. It's
all that
like herding cats sometimes. Right. Out here, and I did something here in Del Rio, and it was champions related, but they kind of let me organize it, and it wasn't big, but it was stressful, and it was like corralling all these angry. And I messaging Serena and going, holy cow, I realize how much work you and everybody else on the board puts into.
Yeah.
I mean, even the hospital, even making sure it is so much work and coordination with so many people. Just walking in and gotta coordinate. And like Serena said, sometimes people won't be able to make it and they get mad, but you gotta make the best decision for the group, yeah, and for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that, like, we have new departments, and like I said, they're part of my marketing promotions department, they're now kind of seeing the whole planning that goes into the logistics of it, you know, trying to target our audience and talking to the right people and all that, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I run a little tiny podcast over here, and that keeps me busy enough. I can't imagine how it is running this full-fledged organization like this.
Yeah.
And having to deal with mad people over a service that you're providing just kind of blows my mind. So
even sometimes we even have to, you know, we get people who, hey, can you come to an event, and it's like a day away or 2 days away, whatever. And you know, we have to, like, you know, really, you know, make moves so we can actually get out to those events if we can, and if we can find people available to actually do it. So sometimes we have less than 24-hour notice for some events.
Wow. Man, that's crazy, man. Like, I got kids. Yeah, like, how am I supposed to make it in 24?
Well, those events, like, they're more of the, like, emergency events.
Yeah, right.
Like I said about the children that are in the hospital, that they're terminal or another, like, very emergency event. And that's when we do those, like, oh man, we need to get people to like rally and come up with it. But usually we plan our events, well, now we're planning our events months in advance because we're just getting booked up.
Wow.
That's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah.
It's a very good problem to have, because there's multiple organizations here in San Antonio that do the same thing. But what's great about us is we're the only legitimate organization with an actual, like, title, the nonprofit status, and the 501c3, you know, we have our own office. So that's what gives us a little bit of a push for the community to come to us for things that they need.
Right. No, that's awesome. I mean, you stressed, I mean, how long and how painful this was a process to become the organization that you are today. What kind of things can we expect to see from the organization, you know, in the coming months or years, I guess, even?
Well, in the upcoming months, we're going to be doing a lot more with our mission statement, which is, again, furthering the education of San Antonio's youth. We're going to be holding workshops for underprivileged children to come to and find a sense of purpose in what they want to do in life, besides them resorting to violence in the city. So we're going to be having workshops with photographers coming in and talking to them about the different photo styles. We're going to be having artists coming in, talking to them about art, you know, hairstylists, things like that, just spreading the good word about education.
I'm going to be training them in hand-to-hand combat.
Well, nice. He just said more violence.
Exactly. Exactly. No. The cosplayers in our group, the guys that build their own stuff, are going to come in as well to teach these kids to build their own projects and costumes and all that stuff. And we're still going to be doing our hospital visits, our shelter visits, our school visits, but that's what we're going to probably be focusing on the most this year, trying to get that up and going.
So is that going to be like primarily focused like here in San Antonio, like in the downtown area, or this, is there a broad range that that's focused on, or is there a specific area of town or city that you're looking towards?
We're not really looking towards any specific area, because let's face it, there's a child that could be living in like the northwest side of San Antonio that is still struggling.
Absolutely.
So it's all over the city. We're targeting all over the city with children that are just in need and in need of a mentor, in need of that kind of affection and attention in life to get them to where they want to be.
Dante, you mentioned how one can apply to be one of the heroes in regards to just, you know, contributing to the organization on any other level, you know, whether monetarily or volunteering. How can somebody get involved with the organization?
Well, we can, like I said, we're looking for active members, and you can do that either through as a handler. Basically, what a handler does, they go out, help with the cosplayers, put on their costumes, help take pictures, give information out about the organization, things like that. They don't necessarily have to dress up, but they do represent the champions through other means. And then we have those who dress up in cosplay who take the pictures with the kids. Also, they help spread the word about our mission statement and things of that sort.
Right on. So you got 20 active members. Mm-hmm. We've gone through at least 5 different cosplays between the three of y'all. What other characters do you guys have on your roster?
We have a lot. Like,
All
right. Is it more Marvel or DC?
I'll let Sam handle it, because I think I gotta get going.
Right now I'm working on a Cable. I'm just about done with that. I'm also doing an updated version of my Falcon that I've had. And I'm also, hopefully I can pull.
The list right now, we've got Captain America, Superman, Captain Marvel, Rogue. We've got a whole bunch of Disney princesses.
Right on.
A few cat women.
Yeah, we have,
Shoot, I feel like I'm blanking. Serena's got like 3 or 4 other, like a Lady Deadpool, a Domino, a Black Cat.
Yep. We have a Captain Marvel.
We're working on a, I don't really think I can share it yet, but we're working on, the hint, I guess, would be mechanized group feline fighting robot.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
I know what it is.
Gotcha. Serena, I know you're short on time and you got to head out. If you could, real quick before you head out, where can we find you next?
Where can you find us next?
Actually, I just had that pulled up.
Most of the events that we do, they're private events, so we can't really say where we're going to be.
Mm. Gotcha.
Yes.
Will y'all be at Comic-Con? Oh yeah,
we will be.
There you go.
We will be at Alamo City Comic Con. That is a go. We'll also be at Alamo City Toy Fair.
Oh, perfect! That's just next month.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll be there at our table.
I'm gonna try to be at the HeroCon in Austin on the 25th of this month. So if I'll be there with Steph. So if I can get some other champions to come with me in road trip, we'll be able to make an appearance there.
I want to go to HeroCon.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, but
it'll be a good time.
I can't really say the events that we'll be going to, but just know that they're all going to be community-based, working towards our children in the community. Good stuff.
And so the next public event for sure we know, though, or an upcoming public event will be the Alamo City Toy Fest at Trader's Village.
Yes, that is the upcoming public event that we can share.
Perfect. Do you want to throw us your Instagram handle for the champions and for yours personally before you head out?
Yes, yes. So please follow the organization. It's at the Champions of SA on Instagram. And if you want to follow me on my personal handle, see a bunch of my cosplays and all that, you know, nerdy stuff. My Instagram handle is @_VixenRose.
Perfect. Well, thanks for your time tonight, Serena. And best of luck with everything. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you. And you guys have fun with Dante and David. I have good faith in them that they'll come.
We are going to bomb this.
I know.
We're going to bomb this. Oh, my goodness.
Let's get weird.
Just know you guys mess up that you're going to be hearing from me.
Oh, goodness. No pressure at all.
All right. Thanks. Thank you guys so much for having us a part of your show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Serena.
Yep.
So I kind of had a question for you.
All right.
You
so her part's over. So she's not going to listen to the rest of the show. So you guys can say whatever.
All right. Yeah, now that she's gone, we can talk about our underground dogfighting ring.
Right.
Hey, that's some scary stuff, man. My two dogs fought, and I was terrified.
Oh, dude, no.
It's scary getting in between them, too, because you don't want to get bit.
Yeah.
And you don't want to let them
go. Yeah, man, it's terrifying.
Exactly.
I got one's lab, one's pit. They're scary dogs. They're so cute, though.
I got a Rottweiler that's afraid of my kitten.
Nice.
Funny how that works, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if my house gets broken into, I am screwed.
The cat would not save y'all.
The cat will do something. The cat will be on the robber's face, and my dog will be licking him or hiding in the corner.
Jeez. Aren't dogs just great? Homer, you had a question.
Yeah, so my question was with the costumes. Do y'all make it yourselves, or do y'all have a few of y'all's own other people? Like you said, y'all have people going with y'all, helping y'all put on the costumes and take photos and helping y'all out, you know, how to do a stance and stuff like that, or figure something out. But do y'all also have people do like, hey, I just want to sign up to help y'all do costumes. Like I'm a tailor, I'm a person like this, like, you know, cause there's tons of ways, like y'all said, like people could contribute. So I was kind of wondering, like, do y'all just have people just to make costumes and stuff, or?
Yeah, that would be classified under a handler. If you just want to just come to help out and build costumes, if you have a expertise in tailoring or sewing or anything like that, you can definitely do so. You know, any way to help close the cost.
And most of us, a lot of us, pieces from places. Some of us make our costumes, like Dante.
Yeah,
makes a ton of his stuff. He also makes some stuff for the other members. I would say about a quarter of us make most of our own stuff, and then we either buy a suit online and then adjust it, or airbrush it and detail it, or add pieces.
Right.
But yeah. I mean, we could definitely use people to come in and to that especially capacity, seamstresses.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, God. Because oh my goodness.
Yeah, because I know, like, that could be, like, a big – pretty much making the costume would be a full-time job, you know. Oh, yeah. And for y'all having multiple, you know, costumes yourselves, I feel like, geez, it takes a couple of months before y'all get one good to go and y'all wear it a couple of times and it's like, okay, another month before I get this new one going, you know. And
Oh yeah.
Whenever I see videos of people doing it, it's like I have to take a mold of my head to get the helmet going, and then mold this, and mold that, and I'm like, that's too much, man. Like, and they're like, yeah, the helmet took me a week, and I'm like, a week? Oh no, yeah. Forget that. What, can I just order a mold off of y'all? Like, it's just so time consuming. I'm like, geez, I don't know how people could find the time. Like, to me, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things we have to also worry about, especially with myself, I was at PAX recently, and I've done a Halo Spartan suit, and it's the maintenance that we have to constantly worry about, you know, because some of these events we wear the same costume over and over again. And
were you the Blue Master Chief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me, yeah. And so, yeah, you know, we have to worry about, you know, things falling apart, having to, you know, repair it and having the materials to repair. So, yeah, that's another thing we have to kind of like worry about with our costume, especially if we wear like Zen body suits, having to worry about, you know, nicks and tears and things like that. So knowing how to sew would be greatly appreciative. We know anybody out there who wants to join, we can sew. My Spider-Man costume has gone through war, so.
Oh yeah, hey, I've eaten so many tacos in my Deadpool suit, man. My fingers are ruined.
Oh yeah.
It's funny because I followed all of you on Instagram and then set up the interview with Serena, and then she's like, oh, Dante's going to join. And then David messaged me, hey, sorry, I can't join. I didn't even realize you guys were both a part of this organization as well.
Yeah.
But I was already following you both separately on Instagram. And that, so I've seen that Master Chief thing is insane, man.
I appreciate it.
I have the time or patience to deal with that. And yeah. Same thing with all the work that, David, you've been putting into that Deadpool suit lately. Like, Jesus.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh, yeah.
You tag where you got it from, and I've looked at that site. I'm all, that's not what his suit looks like. He's definitely had some post edits on that, and it looks insane right now. And from seeing what it looks like available to buy on that website right now, I was like, damn, he's put some work into that.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of him. You like that the reverse one? I ordered this suit and it came to me. It wasn't the color I needed, so I had to go to this guy who makes the masks in Spain and tell him, like, hey, this is the color I need, and this is the eye lens I need. And we spoke about it for like a month, and then he finally sent it to me. It's Illustra Studios. I don't know if I can plug him or not. If that's
yeah, no, of course, yeah. Plug away, man. I don't know where to buy this shit, man. Like, well, this is insane. I see this work, and it just blows my mind, man. Like,
well, there's so many shops on Etsy and stuff and online that it'd be hard to zone in and find one really good one. But for me, I've got all of my designs are from Super Geek Designs, and the guy does amazing work. And then the masks are Illustra Studios, and that dude, all he does is make Deadpool masks all day long, and the guy's a freaking artist.
What a job.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
That same place that you got your Deadpool, I'm actually getting my Val Zod costume made through them.
Oh, Super Geek?
Well, the actual... what's the place?
Zentai Zone.
Yeah, Zentai Zone. Yeah, but Val Zod, the suit. If you don't know who Val Zod is, he's the Superman version in Convergence. He's the alternate reality Superman, and I'm getting that done through them. So hopefully, it turns out as good as your Deadpool, because that Deadpool is amazing.
Thanks, man. What about you guys? Are you gonna cosplay?
No, man. I have two kids. I don't got time to do that kind of thing.
I have two kids.
Oh.
Dude, you cosplay our podcast, man. Come on.
That's no excuse. I have two kids, and they cosplay with me.
Yeah, we got suits you can borrow.
See, and so that's my thing. Like, I see these, and it looks great. And, like, I've seen both of y'all's. David, I've seen your significant other. Is it your wife?
Oh, she's my girlfriend. Soon to be wife.
Soon to be wife. Yeah.
There we go. Hers looks amazing. She does the Catwoman, right? The purple?
Yeah.
Hers looks amazing as well. And so can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
How do you bankroll that operation? Because I've seen some of those prices.
My wife, she's sitting at right now, but she doesn't like. Sometimes she doesn't like it when I spend my money on certain costumes, because I spend a lot, especially on EVA foam. So yeah.
I'm okay. The same. She likes the costumes, but doesn't want me to spend too much on them. And Yeah, the Deadpool masks can get a little expensive. I might have gotten carried away last year. So this year I'm saving up for like a ring for my Catwoman, so I won't be buying too much.
That's really the toughest thing, like for me personally, is like how to break into that. Because my action figures ain't gonna collect themselves, so like I gotta put something aside for that. And a doctor, you got the two kids. They need action figures too. So I could go as action figure man and tape a bunch of them to me and be no problem. But
I have my whole family, my wife and my boys. We all cosplay. So as long as I add them in, I think it's a fair trade.
So you have two boys, you said?
Yeah.
How old?
They're both 8.
Twins?
No, my wife, when I came down here, she has a son, I have a son. We got married. And,
oh, okay. Perfect.
So, yeah.
Yep. Cool, man. Do you cosplay all together? Like, what do you all cosplay together as? What do the kids go as?
We haven't really cosplayed all together yet. I have some ideas like Fantastic Four, X-Men. My wife, she does Spider-Gwen. So I'm hoping, and I do Miles Morales. So probably I'm going to get the boys to do Spider-Man as well. But they mostly have Spider-Man, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker. My wife, she does mostly, Gwen Spider and Black Widow.
Oh, right on. Sweet, yeah. Man. See, I think I could get my wife to do it, but she'd rather cosplay like as Harry Potter.
Still, hey, it works, yeah.
Yeah. No, I need to get on that bat suit level that David's at.
Thanks, man. He
has the ultimate bat voice too.
Oh God, no. I was gonna say, Aaron, if you want.
Well, hold on. You can't say you have an alternate bat voice and then not put it on display.
His Batman voice is phenomenal. Come on, David.
which one are you talking about? Okay, usually I'll go in and I'll be like, hey, what's up, kids? I'm Batman. It sounds kind of like Lego.
Wait, no. Can you do it? You're listening to Pocket Knife News.
You're listening to Pocket Knife News.
Nice. That's awesome, man.
Hey, Dante, what are you wearing?
Is that Batman or is that the Scream Caller?
And you know what though? The problem is because I've done Deadpool so long, like goofy like Deadpool when I'm wearing the Batman costume. So I'll still like squeal in a high pitched voice and skip around in my bat suit, and it like gets a little. I'll skip down the hallways of the hospital, and the second we get to the door, I have to get all like serious, like lion face. Yeah, it's fun though. I was gonna say, your wife isn't a Harry Potter. If you take a chopstick, like for Chinese food, take a chopstick and use hot glue and drizzle it down it, and then paint it brown with a little bit of black, you've got a wand right there.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, she'll love it.
That's a fantastic idea. I think that is a good idea. Maybe I'll do that for the kids, but she has the full set of Harry Potter makeup brushes, so I think she should go as a Vogue Harry Potter and use one of her makeup brushes as her wand.
That would be awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, dude, they're like totally legit stainless steel fucking makeup brushes.
That would be sick.
No, that's a good idea. See, that's cosplaying on the cheap, man. I love it. I need to know how to look as good as y'all, but doing things like putting hot glue on a chopstick.
there's always cheats. I mean, YouTube is my best friend. I mean, I use that to kind of like find ways around certain problems. For example, my cable, I'm trying to figure out this whole metal arm thing, and I looked online and some guy did an EVA foam arm and it looks great, and I'm just about done with it. And YouTube is your best friend when it comes to cosplay.
Heck yes.
So is there like a cosplay workout routine too? Because David, you're a firefighter, so you're good. And Dante, half your Instagram post is you working out, and then the other half.
You're not supposed to know that. No. Yeah. You guys. Yeah. You wearing body suits.
I followed you before I even knew you were going to be on the show.
Well, you gotta be in shape. You can't be in a bodysuit with a beer gut, man. You gotta keep it, you know, keep it fit.
Nah, man.
Yeah, I think the secret is if you're gonna wear spandex, it's less lifting weights and more cardio and eating, right?
Yeah, you can't have that beer gut in a bodysuit.
It shows everything.
All right, Philip, who are you gonna cosplay as now?
Man, I don't know.
Fucking Debbie Downer over here.
No, I'm actually literally thinking. I'm looking to cosplay as Master Chief because I always thought Master Chief was pretty legit.
No way, man! You're all thin. You need to be in spandex.
I'm looking at it right now. He's a perfect Spider-Man fit. Like, come on, man.
You do like Spider-Man.
I do like Spider-Man.
There you go.
I've got a perfect ton of Spider-Man prints at home.
There you go.
I want to drop some serious Spider-Man cash on Spider-Man fans.
Yeah, I think that would be.
No, that's right, Aaron. You have watched me drop some serious cash on every time we go to a con so or a show. I'm like, oh, man, oh look, Spider-Man prints.
16 of these Spider-Man prints. I'm like,
yeah.
16? I only have two. Jeez.
No. I've got a lot. Yeah, no.
You got
that's a sign.
See, I'm not. Spider-Man's cool. My youngest loves Spider-Man, but I'm more of a DC comics, and Batman's definitely my holy grail. So,
oh yeah, it's hard to do. I won't say it's hard to do, but for me personally, it's difficult to find good, you know, cosplays for DC. I don't know. It's like all your main characters are used. I like to, you know, do cosplay where people haven't done or haven't seen. You know, that's why I want to do that Val Zar. You know, because that's something you don't really see a lot. So
yeah, no, hard. Like where's the Booster Gold cosplay? Come on now.
Yeah, you don't see Booster Gold. You don't see. I haven't seen Blue Beetle either. You know, so.
Well, dude, that's like as much work as your Master Chief costume. That's why you don't see no Blue Beetle.
Yeah, probably.
that'd be a lot of work to put in for a Blue Beetle. Booster Gold would be pretty cool, or like I'd love to do like a vintage Green Arrow, not Stephen Amell Green Arrow, like a vintage Green Arrow with like I'll put the goatee on.
Yeah, with the goatee and the little Robin Hood hat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
The Justice League version. Yeah.
Exactly. Cool. I'd do like a superpower version.
I haven't seen like a Bizarro cosplay.
No, you know what? There was one at Texas Comic Con last year.
Oh really?
Wade Dillon did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's an artist too. Wade Dillon art. He does really. He did this Mad Max Batman crossover painting. It's sick. It's like Batman hanging out of a window shooting at a car with like Robin and Nightwing, but he was Bizarro, and that dude went all out. But yeah, he was the only one I've seen in the past 4 or 5 years.
Yep,
that's really cool. I'll have to check it out.
That's great. I was at Texas Comic Con. I didn't see that, so damn, that I kind of wish I saw that. I haven't seen a Bizarro either. That's a good one. Who's next on your?
You know what I'd like to see? Earthworm Jim.
Oh, dude,
I would love to see Earthworm Jim.
That would be crazy.
You got to have a really skinny dude with just a big upper body suit from the waist up, but it'd work.
I could see that. It could be almost like a Buzz Light.
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah.
So, Devi, you're going to be Deadpool for pretty much the rest of the year, you think?
Mostly it's Batman. Deadpool is a little more comfortable, less makeup involved. But I want to bring out this Deadpool as much as I can because this suit is like my favorite thing I've ever had. And I love Batman, don't get me wrong, but man, feeling like I actually have a six-pack abs is awesome. So I'm going to wear that thing everywhere as much as I can. But mostly Batman, yeah. Cool, I'm actually working on Mr. and Mrs. Deathstroke for Steph and I. So we'll have the full body armor, swords, guns. That's going to take months.
That's pretty sweet, though, man.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And she's so kick ass. She's not one of those cosplayers. She's like, no, I don't really want to wear the mask. She's full on, gear me up, put me in full body armor, put the mask on.
Yeah, she got right into the trenches when I met her. She jumped right into like the whole cosplay and she's awesome. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's good though, man. That's cool that she like just kind of embraced that and is supportive of that and willing to participate in that with you, man. That's a good situation to be in.
That's true. I lucked out. It could have gone the other way.
That's true. That's true. I mean, any picture that I've seen her.
Yeah.
Every picture I've seen her in, she has had that Catwoman helmet on. So I definitely believe you.
She loves that thing.
Dante, you're going to be
in the house.
You wear them around the house?
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, yeah, just go walk around. I can see him walking in with the Deadpool mask. Like, hey, Sudi, how was work today? Oh, I was like, right. He's just like doing something and just watching TV with the freaking Catwoman helmet on. Like, oh,
yeah,
just doing that.
Yeah, we sat here the other day. I was wearing my Stormtrooper helmet. She was wearing the Darth Vader helmet. We were just hanging out, being weird.
That's so awesome, man.
He's on.
That's funny.
Oh, man, that is awesome.
That's funny.
I think Homer muted himself like mid-sentence.
Yeah, I know.
Because, like,
Dante,
people keep talking in the background, so I'm trying to, like, mute so y'all don't hear it all. So.
Oh,
close your door.
Fair argument. Dante, what are you going to be for the rest of the year? Is it going to be Spider-Man?
Most
primary focus.
Most community events, yeah, I do Spider-Man. Either I'm going to jump between that or Black Panther. I'm also working on a tactical version from the Winter Soldier version of Falcon. But yeah, mostly it'll be Spider-Man. And like I said, I'm also working on my Cable and. That's really it. Again, you know, I always want to do like costume where it gave me an excuse to be like a big kid. Like I like Nerf guns. So Cable was the perfect excuse to have Nerf guns. Always wanted to wear a cape. That Superman was talking about. There's my reason to wear a cape. So, but yeah, mostly Spider-Man.
Right on. And,
yeah.
Well, guys, I really appreciate you guys hanging around for a little bit longer and chatting with us.
No problem.
The organization you guys are with sounds awesome. I mean, and
yep.
I can't express like how crazy it is, how committed you guys are to the cosplay game. I mean, you guys both, everybody that I've seen with that group, and you guys specifically though, because I've been following you guys on Instagram for much longer than anybody else. You guys do some amazing work, guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you. It's very rewarding. I never thought when I moved down here, I never thought I would have been doing this, but it's very rewarding.
Where'd you move from?
Dayton, Ohio.
Damn, so that's a long drive, man.
Yep.
That's my family's from up in Michigan, so okay. I know that's a long drive. That's cool, man. Well, I'm glad you're down here doing some good stuff, man.
Thank you.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, we had a great time. Call it a night?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. So just like we haven't gotten the intro right in 37 episodes, we haven't gotten the outro right yet. So typically what we do is we go backwards from the way that we came in. So we'll go David, Dante, Homer, Philip, and then I'll end it out.
This is David. like Skeletor.
This is David.
So that's the Deadpool coming out right there.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, that was awesome.
This is Dante. Thanks.
And I'm Homer. Thank you, guys.
This is Philip. Until next time.
I'm Aaron. Thanks, guys, for listening. Have a great night. You wear them around the house?